Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Steel City Blitz Steelers podcast presented by Deck Roofing Incorporated of South Florida. We are very proud to be part of the Variety Sports Network, and the show, of course, originates from the Bradshaw Bourbon Studio. I'm laughing already. Number one, somebody was in the comment section like at 9:30 today. Any one of you that's prepared for this show 30 minutes ahead of time, you, my friend, are dedicated.
You're also doing more preparation work than any of us.
Exactly. That you did more work than anybody's ever done in preparation for this show. I don't know who it is, but thank you.
Yeah. Our prep takes place over the course of the week,
and it's all week. All week prep. Yeah. Yeah. And again, Ian should be along shortly. One of his many charges is not yet asleep.
One of his 12 children.
One of his 12 or 30 kids. I don't know. It's old Mother Hubbard, something like that. I was also laughing because Vinny's in already with a Russell Wilson comment. Big Ben's burner is too. And it's like you guys knew what we were going to talk about to start off with tonight, you know? Anyway, hope everybody is well. The NFL's new league year will be kicking off in less than a week now. Coming up next Wednesday, I believe, the 13th is when she kicks off, and free agency's already basically underway. I mean, people are signing or re-signing or saying who they're going to sign with and all this other stuff, but that's the NFL. It is a 365-day-a-year endeavor, and we love it. Ben, what are you drinking tonight, my friend?
I'm drinking a hazy from 10 Barrel called Cloud Mentality. It's 7%. It's quite delicious. Hi, Jen.
It sounds
fuck
delicious.
You, Johnny. I tried to type that into the chat, but it wouldn't allow me to swear. Really annoys me. I even spelled fuck with a V instead of a U, and still it's like, no,
and it still wouldn't let you.
No, this comment has failed to post. Like, fuck.
what an incredibly smart chat that we have.
Really, here. Really, really annoying.
Yeah. I've got some Yingling light. I forgot to grab more of my better beer. But I'll survive along with
this motherfucker calling me a potty mouth
along Jesus. With some Bradshaw bourbon. I get the feeling Johnny has quite a potty mouth.
He does.
Scarps, what are you drinking tonight?
I have my White Claws
out of a pink cup. You got Claws out of a pink cup.
It's a red cup in honor of Toby Keith. R.I.P.
Oh, the red Solo cup, baby. Yeah. Anyway, look, you know, we were planning on having just, you know, a nice traditional show, talk about some potential free agents and, you know, anybody that really stood out to you at the NFL Combine this past week in Indy. And then all of a sudden, the official Steelers mouthpiece, Jerry Dulac, dropped a little nugget today that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to meet with Russell Wilson because they're interested and he is interested in us. And from there, well, social media just took over and social media is what it is at that point. What a shit show that turned out to be, but you can damn well bet we're going to get into it. And Scarps, I'm just going to start with you. Why is Russell Wilson the best option of any of the available options? Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, Justin Fields, throw in anybody else you want to. Why is he such a good option?
Yeah, I would say that, and for those that follow me on the artist formerly known as Twitter, there are three moves that the Steelers can make right now. And one of them is Kirk Cousins, and they absolutely can afford him. Mm-hmm. Another one is to sign Russell Wilson, who it sounds to me like he's going to be a much more friendlier deal, and trade for Justin Fields. And All three of those guys, in different degrees, are better than Kenny Pickett.
Okay. No.
Mason Rudolph. Can I see Johnny already? He's interrupted me. Like, what is so? In order of betterness, Kirk Cousins is the best. Russell Wilson is second, and then Justin Fields is better than Kenny Pickett. I don't care what anybody says. Justin Fields has a high ceiling, and his floor can be elevated to do what Pickett has done, because Pickett's ceiling and floor is like this. There's no separation. Anyway, the point is, Russell Wilson is a proven producer. He has won big games. He has a career passer rating of 100. In the postseason, I believe it's 97. In a offense last year that the head coach despised him, and the team he played for said, we're going to bench you if you don't waive your injury clauses.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 26 touchdowns, which was more than Patrick Mahomes. I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. I'm simply putting stuff in context.
Yes.
He had 66 completion percentage. See if this sounds familiar. He had four game-winning drives. You know who else had four game-winning drives? Kenny Pickett. You know who else put up five times the production? Russell Wilson. This is a no-brainer. And for the people that are going to say he's washed, the dude has been about as consistent as can be throughout his whole career. He's a 25-plus touchdown guy. He is a consistent 64% passer, consistent passer rating. And, yeah, you know what? It wasn't the best situation in Denver. And I'm not going to make excuses for that, but the guy could still play. Mm-hmm. And the one thing the Pickettologists have been in shambles all week, okay? They are just grasping whatever they can. And the thing I kept seeing today is that, oh, Russell Wilson takes a lot of sacks. No shit. He's done that his whole career. He's going to infuriate you. But you know what he's also going to do? He's going to throw fucking near 30 touchdowns. And I can live with that, because the old cowboy that just retired a couple years ago would take 50 sacks a game and would also, or 50 sacks, sorry, 50 sacks season. A season, but also throw for 30 touchdowns a season.
So, first of all, welcome, Ian. Welcome in. We're just getting the Russell Wilson underway here. So Ben, Scarps did mention Kirk Cousins. All things being equal, I guess that's probably not the right way to say this, but Kirk Cousins versus Russell Wilson, straight up,
we have no idea what Kirk Cousins is going to be this year, because he's coming off an Achilles injury.
Correct.
And mobility's always been a big part of his game.
Yep.
So I personally don't want to take that gamble. That's me.
I agree.
There are people who do, and if it were affordable, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I can see that. But
and that's what my question was going to be, is I would rather have Russell Wilson at a much more affordable rate than to pay Kirk Cousins a lot of money and not know what I'm getting.
That's kind of where, he talked about Cousins, and I'm talking about what Scarves mentioned. Cousins and Wilson and Mason and Fields. I like the Wilson option because it's affordable this season.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that his Denver contract has offsets in it. So whatever you pay him under $39 million goes to the Broncos. Every dollar that you pay him less than $39 million that they owe him this year goes to the Broncos in the form of offsets. So nobody's going to sign into a contract for more than the vet minimum. The question is whether or not he's going to demand guaranteed money in a second year on a multi-year contract, or if he's going to say, no, I'll come in and I'll prove it. And, if things don't work out, okay. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he's going to come in and say, I'll sign a one-year deal with you and I'll prove it, and you guys can give me the big money next year. I think he's going to say, one, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be your starter.
Yep.
And two, I'm going to want some guaranteed money in year two. and you don't have to pay me this year, but next year you're paying that guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna have injury guarantees and everything else, but it'll be a full guarantee, I think, when he signs. And you know, as to the other options, I'm fine with Mason coming back, and I do think obviously Mason performed better than Kenny Pickett, as difficult as that is for people to swallow. He did. Mm-hmm. And that's why he kept starting games after Kenny refused,
right,
allegedly, to be the number two and didn't dress in Seattle. There were two more games where Kenny did dress and he was the number two, and they still went with Mason, even though mm-hmm. Kenny was healthy. Okay. Sorry, guys. Kenny isn't that good. It's time for all of us to go ahead and accept that. Any quarterback that comes in, any of those four quarterbacks that comes in, even Fields, I think Fields sucks. To be frank, he doesn't suck as much as Kenny, but he's not good. Okay. The guy is, you watch his tape in Chicago. And I told you guys this. It reminds me of watching Malik Willis in college. He'll have a brilliant play, and then the next series, he'll have a bonehead play where he throws in a triple coverage, and you're like, dude, not only was that a triple coverage, it was short.
Mm.
The guy wasn't open, and he threw the ball short. What the fuck were you thinking there? I mean, if it's possible for somebody to read the field worse than Kenny, it's Fields who does it. There's no way I would give that guy $25 million. Now, if they want to trade a fifth-round pick for the guy and you bring him in and you're like, yeah, you're not getting a fifth-year option. It's a one-year addition for a fifth-round pick. Here mm-hmm. you go. Sure, absolutely, all day long. Let's do it. But if I'm trading for that guy, I want to invest so little that the fifth-year option, isn't even a consideration. I'm just like, yeah, that's not really something I need to worry about. So I'm not going to give that to you.
Ian, even if the Steelers and Russell Wilson just sit down and meet, and we don't know what'll come from that, just on that alone, what does that suggest about Kenny Pickett? I know that's kind of a loaded question.
That is a loaded question.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been pretty honest on the show.
We have.
Even since before the Steelers drafted him, I was thinking today about some of our shows that year leading up to the draft when we were talking about the quarterbacks, and I didn't actually go back and watch them. People can if they want to, but some of the things that we said our concerns were about Kenny Pickett, and a lot of them came to fruition. I remember myself specifically saying that my concern was he would never get a fair shake because there's people in the fan base who think that everything that comes out of the University of Pittsburgh is made out of solid gold. So there's the excuse train would roll that it would be the offensive coordinator, it would be this, it would be that, and that Kenny would just never get a fair analysis of his play. And that's pretty much what's come to fruition. But I mean, I think the thing I go back to is, remember the interviews Omar Khan did last year after the draft, and you know, I forget if it was Scott Van Pelt or if it was Pat McAfee mm-hmm. or somebody asked him, was like, you know, are you aggressive? And Omar's like, I don't know if I'm aggressive, man. I'm just trying to win a Super Bowl. And to me, like, that kind of mentality is, if this guy improves your roster and makes you better and gets you closer to winning a Super Bowl this year, because signing Russell Wilson is a short-term proposition. This is not a 10-year right. plan. This is a 1 or 2 year Band-Aid. But they're not going to be in contention for a top quarterback in the draft this year. Next year's quarterback class sucks. So I'm not opposed to it. It's, you know, it says they don't have full faith in Kenny Pickett to be the franchise quarterback, but I think we've kind of known that for a while, that when you go through a stretch as an NFL quarterback where you throw two touchdowns in 7 weeks, like, that's a problem. So,
you know which quarterback class sucked, Ian?
The one when we drafted Kenny Pickett.
The 2022 quarterback class sucked.
Yes. Also 2013.
And the Steelers forced the issue and decided they were going to draft a quarterback anyway.
Mm-hmm.
San Antonio Brahmas. Yeah.
So on the Russell Wilson thing, though, you know, listening to what you guys had said, I have a few follow-ups.
Yes.
There's some outstanding questions that I don't know the answer to, but I think are the kind of deciding factors here. One of them is that Russell Wilson is 36 years old. Or yeah,
gonna
he's going to be 36.
It will be, right?
He does, will be 36.
So is Pickett.
Yeah. Well, the question
he's like 27,
is,
right?
Yeah, but the question is, first question is, how much longer does Russell Wilson want to play?
Right.
The second question is, does he see this potentially as his last contract, or does he want to hit free agency again? Right. Does he want to play on a 1-year deal and then hit free agency and see what kind of money he can get? Or does he kind of want this to be his last contract? In which case, I think Ben's absolutely right that you're looking at a 2 or maybe even 3-year deal with, you know, guaranteed money in year two. And then maybe what he just did on this contract, which was, you know, if he's on the roster at the beginning of the second year, the third year becomes fully guaranteed or something like that. Like, what was Denver thinking with that, or with that contract structure?
Some kind of guarantee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like where, yeah.
Yeah. So, but to me also thinking about what Ben said that, you know, if Wilson wants guaranteed money in year two, to me, you're almost better off in that case, either slapping some void years on the end of the contract or making it like a 3-year deal so that you can then turn that guaranteed money in year two into a signing bonus and amortize it out over a few years rather than taking a $40 or $45 million cap hit all in 1 year for a 37-year-old quarterback. And that's the other thing about Kirk Cousins, too, to Scarps's point, that Cousins has made a living on fully guaranteed contracts, which is almost unheard of in the NFL. And props to Kirk for doing that. But he's not as clutch or good in big moments as Wilson is. He's coming off an injury. He's also in his mid-30s.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be 36 as well.
And the Steelers have never done
a major injury.
Right. And the Steelers have never done fully guaranteed contracts. You know, I think TJ Watt having guaranteed money in year two was the first time they ever did guaranteed money beyond the signing bonus in year one.
Didn't TJ have money guaranteed in year three as well?
He might have also, but
was,
I guess
it was what, 82 million guaranteed or something ridiculous. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying though, right? That TJ was the first time they broke that mold of only the signing bonus being guaranteed. So I have a hard time seeing them going after Kirk Cousins just because of that. You know, somebody in the chat mentioned Baker Mayfield. Hey, Baker Mayfield's better than any quarterback we have on this roster right now. Like, I hate to admit it, but he is. So
I said that last year. I said if Baker Mayfield signs in Pittsburgh and there's a competition, he'll win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he would have.
He would have, yes.
Can you imagine that offense with Baker Mayfield that season?
You know, I got a couple. Sorry.
That's a dude who just he improvs and he plays backyard football like Ben used to. And he's not as talented as Ben was.
Right.
But when shit breaks down, he's like, well, not giving up on this. Scarps, you were saying?
Yeah, I just, you know, Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson are both from the 2012 class. And Russell Wilson has 60 plus more touchdowns than Kirk Cousins does. Russell Wilson is one of 14 NFL players to throw 300 touchdowns or more in their playing career. And yet Steelers Twitter, actually, my bad, Pickatology Twitter is going to tell me that he's washed because like,
not what he once was anymore. We all know that, but he's not terrible.
But 26 touchdowns last year.
I know.
Jesus Christ. How many
42 touchdowns over the last two seasons to like, Pickett's what? How does 13?
13.
13.
Steelers quarterbacks in total, I think, have 25 touchdown passes in the last 2 years, and Russell has 26 last year.
Kenny only has 13 TDs in 2 years.
Yes.
Two.
And you
Ben
know what?
Can do that shit in 2 weeks.
And I don't even. I just block people now on X. And
well, you have
like,
to
because I don't have time. Like, I'm not gonna fight with you about Kenny Pickett because you know why? Because he stinks and he does. And I'm not even just saying this. And we talked earlier about like you know our concerns about. I've never wanted to draft Pickett because the only reason they drafted
you loved Pickett, him when he came out.
The only reason I loved Kenny Pickett. I didn't love. I don't want to say love. I've always been a Pitt fan. I grew up in Pittsburgh. Tony Pike and Scotty Reynolds took a piece of my soul. And if you're a Pitt fan out there watching, you'll know exactly what I mean. Kenny Pickett, I saw him beat Miami as a freshman, which was a huge game. And I thought, you know what? Wow, this kid's going to be really good. And he, sorry, guy, but anyway. But the point is, he sucked for
3 years.
Hey, you know
what? As a sixth-year senior, he was awesome.
Well, yes. As a 30th-year senior. But the point is, Russell Wilson is so much better than Kenny Pickett. It's not even funny. Ben Roethlisberger right now could go on the field and be better than Kenny Pickett.
I know.
I just wanted to add that
Ben could go on the field not having practiced for 2 years and be better than Kenny Pickett.
Right.
Good.
I think I'll put on some cleats and go throw the ball around.
Yeah. No, he could. And I, you know, the other thing about Denver too is, I mean, let's not pretend that Denver was a spectacular team around Russell Wilson either. No,
that defense was terrible.
The defense was bad. And, you know, I don't want to paint the guy out to be like he's the second coming of anybody, but
he's not.
You got to look at numbers, people. You just got to look at numbers in you know, just
I'm looking at impact. I'm looking at impact. Okay. I'm looking at impact.
But to me,
I'm
that's
not
part of it, though.
I'm not going to parse out all of the stats and all the like, this guy is better. He's going to produce. He's going to find ways to score touchdowns in the red zone, which is what's been missing from this team since Ben left.
Yes. No argument.
Yeah. Score points.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the most important stat there is, points.
So, you know, we all know that Arthur Smith's MO, if you will, is running the football. You know, five times he's called the plays, both as the head coach in Atlanta and then as the OC in Tennessee. And I think, what, four times his teams have ranked in the top 10 in running the football. You know, if I come to Russell Wilson and let's say Arthur Smith is in that meeting, does Russell Wilson like the sound of that? I know I would, because as a quarterback, yeah, I want to throw the ball, but I also want to be alive. Right. And I do not want to have to throw the ball 40 times a game. If I can work play action, and we've all seen he's very good on play action. I mean, which just tells me he fits a little bit more in there than maybe I would have originally thought.
I think they show him tape of Ryan Tannehill, you know,
a few
years ago.
Yeah.
A few years ago before Arthur Smith left. And they're like, this is the offense we want to run.
And Berner brings up a good point here. Yes, Wilson takes some sacks. There's
a lot.
No doubt about it.
Because he holds the ball.
Yes,
he always has.
Because
very similar to Ben, hangs
because
on the
he's
ball.
Trying to make a fucking play. He doesn't just But on the other hand, he doesn't roll literally spin move into pass rush into the like spin to his left into the pass rusher. That's not going to happen. He'll run around that guy.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us. Just saying.
I agree. Mason Rudolph, does this change?
I'd be fine with Mason coming back, but
if Russell Wilson comes in here,
they're done.
I don't see Russell Wilson, I don't see Mason coming back.
Nah, he's
now,
not.
Now, obviously, it's going to take somebody from one of those other 31 teams that are going to offer him something.
Scarps. I would say,
you know, and if Mason doesn't come back, Scarps will be brokenhearted, but it'll be okay in the end. You know,
it will.
We'll get past it. This too shall pass.
Honestly, I would be thrilled if they brought in Wilson. Like, I would be ecstatic. I'd be like, they're trying to win this year.
Same.
And, you know, and honestly, of the quarterbacks we've talked about, between Mason, Kenny, Fields, Cousins, and Wilson, I think, is the only one who could win a playoff game here. Like, I wouldn't trust Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. I wouldn't trust Justin. I don't know if they make the playoffs with Justin Fields. I think he's too erratic. I don't know if they make the playoffs with him. Rudolph, I think they could make the playoffs, but they're not winning a game. So, yeah, go ahead, Ben. That's my point.
No, I agree. I was going to agree with you. They might make the playoffs with Fields. I just don't. I have zero faith they can win a game with that guy. Watching him play, especially in fourth quarters, when the bullets are flying, that's when guys go back to their instincts and show their true colors. And that's when he's at his worst Fourth quarters, he is terrible. And for me, as a Steelers fan, watching how many fucking close games this team has won over the past 10 years and knowing how often that happens, that's not a guy I want with the ball in his hand in the fourth quarter. And that's what it comes down to me with Fields. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, no. And again, I look at impact. I'm not like going to compare stats and parse all that shit out. I'm like, this is situational football. This is where they're going to be. Is this the guy I want to have the ball? No. And again, if it goes down to, because nobody wants him and they'll take a fifth round pick for him, I'll be like, yeah, fuck it, do it. Because then you don't have to be a fifth year option. You just bring the guy in. You're like, whatever. This is like that time we traded for a tight end and he played half a season and we cut him. Fine. Whatever. You know?
Ladarius?
I can't remember. Who's the guy from?
Ladarius, was it?
No, the guy from San Francisco, and they cut him and they sent him off to Seattle. And then when he got there,
Nick Vinette.
Yeah. Yep. He was in Denver too at some point, wasn't he?
He was in Denver. Yeah.
Yes.
They traded a fifth for him, and then the Steelers cut him, and then he signed with Seattle and was like, yeah, fucking blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Yeah, he spouted off a little bit. Well, look, you know, I don't want
to need to highlight Aaron's comment from the chat.
What a dick.
I don't want to belabor the point too much longer because for all we know,
you can tell he's an Ohio State fan.
This doesn't happen. They could get together and just be like, you know, maybe it's not going to work.
You know what?
And then we're right back to square one. You know,
still that you bring up a good point, though, still, Dad, is that if they have faith in Kenny Pickett. So that's what's funny about this is they've all mentioned, and I said this on the show last week, is people tell me on the X, watch the tape, check the tape. So check the tape from last week. There is no reason why all the big three have said, there's no reason why the big three said that we want Mason back, but also said we have faith in Kenny. Because that's weird to me to say. I know they said they want competition, but to say we want Kenny back, but we also want Mason back. We have faith in Kenny, but we want Mason back when Mason took his job. It doesn't make any sense. So why are they even fucking talking to Russell Wilson if they have full faith in Kenny? So they're either trying to motivate Kenny, which to me is weird because, like, I mean, you're a grown-ass man, you're a professional. How much motivation do you really need? But then it's like, why are you
guys use all kinds of shit for motivation.
But like, but like, to me, this shows that they don't have faith in Kenny, and they know that.
They know it.
Well, it was suggested that, you know, even this could be just something to motivate him, period. Just a discussion with Russell Wilson, just to motivate him. I don't know. The vibe I get is it might make it worse. His body language just was not good most of the season.
All I've heard about this Russell Wilson thing is that the interest is legitimate. It's real. Okay. So everybody who says that this is just to motivate Kenny and blah, blah, blah. Nope. I'm being told by reliable people inside that building that
burner for the win.
Oh, man.
Burner from the top rope.
Zach Gentry should have motivated him. Well, maybe that's been part of the problem.
He's still married to her there, burner.
He is.
So, yeah, basically what I'm being told is that the interest is real and that they're going to talk, and that's all anybody's saying. So, and I guess we're going to find out soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's right. Scarps.
Yeah. And I disagree with you, Ben, about the Fields thing. I think that we have not seen Fields ceiling yet, but I said this last year, we've already seen Pickett ceiling. Kenny Pickett is not going to throw 3 to 4 touchdowns a game. He's not going to run for 50 yards and a touchdown a game. He's not. I mean, like, and I know you're not high on Fields, but like Justin Fields actually didn't have a terrible year last year. Like, 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 yeah, he makes him.
He was much better in the second half of the season.
He had a lot of nice plays in garbage time.
Okay, that's fine. But just like I was telling Steel Dad earlier, like all of a sudden Sean Payton is this pillar of the community because he's right. Russell Wilson was wrong, even though he got suspended for a year for Bounty Gate. And now all of a sudden we're going to treat the Chicago Bears quarterback situation like it's the fucking greatest thing ever, when the Bears organization is an abomination to what their history once was. Mm-hmm. So here's the bottom line. These fans Steelers fans have Stockholm syndrome. They're so fucking afraid to take a shot and take a fucking risk.
I thought it was Munchausen syndrome.
Whatever. Munch this, but Mike Munchak, whatever. But the point.
It's von Munchausen Munchak syndrome.
Speaking of Munchak, I thought Arthur Smith and Mike Munchak were a package deal. Where the fuck did that come from?
It's something somebody fucking made up on Twitter and then everybody ran with. And I'm like, oh, God damn, you people are stupid. Listen, you know whose ceiling we've never seen and we will never see because he sucks? Malik Willis. And you're talking about another guy who's got a big arm and he's really fast, but he can't put it together because he doesn't have between the ears. And frankly, watching Fields play, that's his fucking problem. He's extremely talented. It's ridiculous. Yeah, physically talented.
Yeah, absolutely.
Physically talented. That dude is, my God. But he just makes these decisions that you're just like, dude, why did you do that? What the fuck? What the hell were you thinking? Throw it to the guy over there that has one guy covering him, not the guy over here.
There are very few quarterbacks that we can say we never said that about. I mean, we all know Ben made throws that we were all screaming, what the hell are you doing?
Ben made some throws that I was like screaming, what the hell are you doing? And then completed them.
Correct.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like the guy that shoots a three from midcourt, you're like, what are you doing? Okay. You know, I get it.
Like that throw to win Super Bowl 43.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Dude.
Pretty good. Solid.
That's Solid. And I've said this before in this show. It's like sinking an 80-foot putt to win the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw it where it was the only place you could throw it.
Yep. I want to move on and talk a little free agency because, one of the positions the Steelers really, really need.
Sorry. One more point on Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, people are throwing out numbers and stuff on Twitter and being like, oh, you know, Russell Wilson had a quarterback rating of like 90.8 or 91 basically, right, in Denver, and 91 is about league average. Like that's pretty much middle of the pack for quarterback rating. So okay,
and what's Kenny Pickett's career passer rating?
Oh, it's like 78, but yeah, nevertheless. All right, here's my point though. So Russell Wilson in 30 games in Denver. So 2 years, let's say 2 years, right? In 2 years in Denver, Russell Wilson had 17 games with a passer rating above 90. So basically above average games, 17 games in 2 years. Okay. Kenny Pickett has had 4 in 2 years above 90. And I wasn't a math major, but 17 is a lot bigger than 4. So, you know, like to say Russell Wilson was bad in Denver, maybe he was, but it also completely ignores the fact that like he is so much better than what Kenny Pickett's been the last 2 years. It's not even funny.
Where did you guys post that side by side of Pickett and Wilson today? Where was that?
I posted it on Twitter.
On the X.
On the Twitter.
I also posted it on Slack too.
Yeah, in Slack? Do you remember which one?
But you can go to my Twitter account, which is the Steelers and that.
I think it's on the DM between four of us.
Okay, because I can pull that up so people can see it.
Can do a share your screen.
Yeah.
Let me see if it's in here.
You're gonna share our private.
No. Just the graph.
Hey, you better
okay.
Better make sure my.
Yeah, it's definitely in there, yeah. And it just says Russell Wilson sucked in Denver. In quotes,
yeah, just search for Wilson.
He's comparing the two of them side by side.
Oh, there it is. Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
pull it up.
All right. Yeah. So this is just the last 2 years. What Mark is pulling up here is just the last 2 years for these two. If Mark knows how to
share his screen. It takes a second here, boy.
Technology is really tough for old people.
Can everybody, there you go. Can everybody see my screen?
Dicks.
Scarps, here's a guy who's been in a Teams call recently.
Here's a guy
still using Skype.
Skype.
You guys can see this, right?
No.
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 You can't?
While you're pulling this up.
You got to share your screen, dude.
I did.
While you're pulling
it. Apparently you can't.
Huh.
While you're pulling this up, I'm making a final point. Is that the conversation on the X today was that was picketologists were saying that those that want Russ Wilson aren't given, you know, aren't being fair to Kenny. And those that want Russell Wilson were saying to the picketologists, no, we just want what's best for the team. And I can't agree more. If you think Kenny Pickett is the best option for this team, you are putting Kenny Pickett above the team. There is no question. And listen, again, I rooted for Pitt my whole life. I don't give a shit where you went to school. Even went to Ohio U. Even my boy Mike Mitchell. I'm not going to sit here and say that he was the greatest Steeler ever. I think he was decent. I think Mike put his heart and soul on the line. But just because he went to Ohio U, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's the greatest thing ever and not and accept that he doesn't have flaws.
Hey, there it is, Mark.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Well, I believe we owe Ian that one because for whatever reason, my screen wasn't sharing.
But yes, look.
Times, but yeah.
Kenny Pickett is so good.
Yeah. I don't even know how to spell it. You can see the graphic for those of you that are watching on YouTube, the side-by-side comparison here of Pickett and Wilson. And I mean, look, stats don't lie. It is what it is.
He was better in every – the only category he wasn't better in was interceptions and record, which – wins is not a quarterback stat, but also right,
but interceptions. But look at the difference in touchdowns.
Yeah,
look at the touchdown to interception ratio.
To me, that's where it's at.
So Ben, what you're saying is 13 touchdowns to 13 interceptions is less good than 42 touchdowns to 19 interceptions.
Did you say less good?
Yeah,
yeah. It is ungood. That's pretty much. You know what? I would compare that to like decaf coffee in the morning. If somebody pulled me that.
Oh, jeez. That's just bad. Yeah, yeah.
All right, decaf versus real coffee. That's what we're talking about. 1-1 interception to touchdown ratio. Yeah, what the fuck?
As Vinny said,
let's put it this way.
It's like the score of a girls' basketball game.
I feel strongly that if the Steelers had known that Kenny was going to perform this way for 2 years, they wouldn't have taken him in the first round. They'd have been like, nah, we'll just wait.
Oh, I think they are very disappointed in what they've gotten. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
I would love to.
I mean, there are some people in the building that truly believe in Kenny, and they think that he got a raw deal.
Sure.
And this whole Matt Canada thing, blah, blah, blah. And I get it.
Yep.
And there's some truth to that. But there's some shit that Kenny did that is quarterback 101 stuff, and he couldn't do it. He just couldn't do it. And it's like if you could just do these basic things, I can have a little bit of faith in you. And I don't have that because you couldn't. Not going to go so far as Scarps says, hey, you care more about Kenny Pickett than the team. Some people genuinely believe in Kenny, and they really believe in their hearts that Kenny is the best quarterback for this team, blah, blah, blah. I do not share that sentiment. I want the team to improve the performance at quarterback first so that it gives us a better chance at actually winning, which is why, hey, you know, if this Russell Wilson thing goes through, I'm all for it. Fields? Fuck no. I am not for that. Not even maybe.
I left that comment by Vinny up there because I really think
that's a good one, Vinny.
Something to that that extends beyond that. Because now we're talking about, you know, does that all of a sudden change the way Deontay Johnson feels? Does that change that locker room? because we all heard the rumors that the locker room immediately clung to Mason Rudolph and kind of left Kenny, you know, hey, sorry, Kenny. And maybe he didn't handle that very well. But if you're the teammates and that's the choice you have between those two guys, I don't know how you ignore that. I know there's more to it than that, but I think it's a good point.
And I would also, I know we keep talking about this, so still, Dad, just tell me to shut up, whatever. But
never.
I would also say too that, and this is reality, is that these, they'll never say it publicly,
right?
But these wide receivers, all they care about is making that money. You know what I mean? Get you know, they want passes. Yep. Sorry, they want targets. They want receptions. They want yards. They want touchdowns. Like, sure. It's, you know, and who wouldn't want to perform? And this is like, go back and look at the tape. George Pickens didn't start running his mouth until Kenny in that 9-game stretch sucked ass. And then Mitch took over, was terrible. And then all of a sudden Mason comes in and George Pickens doesn't say a word. George Pickens is the greatest teammate ever. You know, Deontay Johnson. And I said this on the show last week. The only time Deontay Johnson sucks is when Mitch or Kenny are throwing him the ball. So, like, if Deontay Johnson was like, yeah, if Kenny's coming back, I'm good. I'm out. I wouldn't even blame him. But now, like, maybe Deontay Johnson's like, damn, Russell Wilson might be here.
Do you guys remember that?
That's a great Mitch point about DJ.
It is.
Mitch Burke trend. Do you guys remember the Mitch Burke trend?
Of course.
In 2022. For about 3 weeks.
Of course.
Steelers Nation was convinced that Mitch was the answer to all our problems. He was going to turn the offense into something that was great because he had the big arm and he could run. He was mobile.
Yep.
And his offensive coordinator in Chicago was terrible. And that's what held him back. And blah, 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 blah. Fast forward 2 years, Justin Fields. All I'm going to say is be careful what you wish for, because that dude, nah, nope, same dude. Yeah, we're never going to see him. We're never going to see Justin Fields' ceiling because he's never going to reach it.
What if he had a stool?
What if we put Josh Dobbs' brain in his head? You can't do that. So, no.
I don't know. The old Dobber, man, he started off hot last year.
Hey, you know what, man?
He nosedived quick.
Let's just say hypothetically that the two quarterbacks they add are Russell Wilson and Josh Dobbs this year. Would you be upset about that? I wouldn't. I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is great. Hey,
fuck no.
I'm more concerned as to why Big Ben's asking about his aunt's penis.
She'd be your uncle.
Apparently, Big Ben's burner's aunt is a
that way. Hold on.
You want to talk about a drastic segue?
Hold on. All right. Yeah. Moving on to free agency.
Yeah. Free agency. Yeah. Guys, it's been crazy the last couple of days. The amount of people that are being cut. The Buffalo Bills currently don't have an NFL team because
the safety position. Sorry, I interrupted you.
I was going to get to that. The safety position and the center position.
So good. So good.
It's center what I want to focus on. Because everybody was kind of losing their minds 4 or 5 days ago because the Steelers didn't have a private meeting with Jackson Powers Johnson, the kid out of Oregon. And
but they spent time with him at the Senior Bowl.
They did. And you know, so now you look at these centers available in free agency and now it's like, maybe we go there and now we can focus elsewhere in the draft. Of course we could do both. Ian, what do you think after seeing this list of free agent centers?
There's a good list of free agent centers. The guy from the Rams, Mitch Morse from the Bills.
Brian Allen, Mitch Morse.
Yeah, so there's a couple good names out there. And, you know, these guys are older. They're getting to the end of their careers. And center isn't like a super highly paid position. Like, you're not going to have to fork out. You're probably not even going to have to fork out $15 million a year. I mean, maybe 8 to 10, give or take, somewhere in that range. So, yeah, center, you can get them for relatively cheap. And safety, too. Like, all these high-paid safeties.
And safeties that were cut.
Justin Simmons, Quandre Diggs, were Pro Bowlers. Like, these are top-end safeties.
Yeah.
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 And Simmons is the one that – Simmons and Poyer. And Simmons is actually my first choice. But I looked at the guys that were cut and have no effect on the compensatory pick equation. And I'm like, Jesus, man, this is, oh my God, they need to bring like three or four of these guys in at least and look at them, because we need, and you know, honestly, failing all of that, let's just say they don't sign one of these big name safeties.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with Terrell Edmonds coming back. I'd be fine with it.
They need
even like Micah Hyde's out there. Like he's
better
than what we have now. And
oh God, yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good safeties out there. And for how bad we have struggled since Ryan Shazier got hurt to cover the middle of the field, like I would sign two or three safeties, but and play maybe two safeties, because then you could play three with Minka and maybe actually play Minka in his real position.
How old Justin Simmons is?
Like 29, I think. 27.
He's 30.
He's 30. Yeah. I looked at that list. That list that I posted on Slack that Ben tweeted earlier.
Right.
Ben tweeted earlier today. I think only one of those guys on that list who got cut was under 30. So he is 30, but still, you could get him for a couple years.
Yeah. No, I say that not because I don't think he can't play anymore, just because I'm stunned. It feels like he just came into the league.
Yeah.
Like, no, he's been very productive over his career, and hell, here he is. He's already 30. But yeah, it's just it's very, very interesting to me, the number of guys that are going to be available. And, you know, I'm curious to see, you know, because as we know, when guys first start signing, you know, that kind of sets the market and then everything kind of falls into place. So I'm curious.
Safety market's going to be soft because of
I think so too.
The number of players that are out there that are really solid. No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
the first couple of guys that get deals are going to get decent deals.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it's going to go. I mean, there are a lot. There are a lot of good safeties out there.
Yeah, a lot.
The other thing, one other point I'll make, and then I'll let Ryan talk, because I know he's got a point. But Ben mentioned about the comp picks. The Steelers aren't really losing anyone this year in free agency that's going to get them a comp pick back. So I wouldn't worry about comp picks. I'd just go out and sign guys to try and make
it. That's a really, really good point. That is actually an excellent point. I think you're correct. Although Mason Rudolph could, you know, get the big contract. And that's what Scarps has been telling me for years. So somebody might sign him to be a starter.
Off.
We'll let Ryan make his point now.
Scarps, what were you going to say?
You know, there's a couple. My first point is, like, I don't care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking let Minka do what he does best. Like, I somebody that's solid enough. You know, yeah, Vinny, you know, Vinny and I.
Yeah, Vinny's having a great night tonight.
No, I mean, we've been saying this for a year.
Yeah.
Like, let Minka play his natural position.
Yeah, and I understand last year they went with this sort of, like, hybrid mode, and it just didn't work out. KZ was okay, got suspended for, mm-hmm. you know, last couple games of the season.
Right.
Keanu Neal was hurt. And this is the other thing I want to say, too. We talked about earlier about the Steelers are so afraid to take a chance or whatever. They got fucking money. They got cap space. Yep. I joke and say that the cap is a myth. It's real. It is.
Sure.
But they have professionals that handle that shit. So I don't give a shit. If it's guaranteed money, if it's this money, this
they've got it.
The Steelers are up against the cap, but I mean,
they shouldn't be.
I'm going to speak to a high level. I mean, they're not up against, but every year they're up against it close.
No. I understand
something that a concept that
Johnny, you listen to still? He's interrupting me.
Yeah, because it's pertinent. Because you're basically saying they had money, and I'm agreeing with you, but I'm giving you this context. All right. They're 26th in cash to cap last season, 26th in the league. Okay. So their actual cash that they spend against the cap, they're under. But the way they do their accounting, they're right up against it. Where other teams are way the Browns, holy shit. The Browns are spending more money than they should. And I'm not advocating that kind of an approach, but they're like at 120% cash to cap every year.
So Steelers being 26 is a good thing.
It's a bad thing.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm saying is they have room. If they were 15th or 16th, I would say, okay, you're spending all the money you should be spending every year, and you're doing your accounting, and you're going to be up against the cap anyway, too. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But they're structuring contracts so that they can spend less on an annual basis. And I know this shocks you, Scarps, so they can spend less on an annual basis than the large market teams, but still appear to be right up against the cap. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense. But like, I'm I get called a hater all the time, and I'm really trying to be
positive. You are one. That's why.
I'm really trying to be positive about this Russell Wilson news, and I'm really trying to be positive about.
You should be acknowledged for that.
They have money to spend, and it's just like Benjamin, you know, hits me with some truths over there. But okay, regardless, they can still add a quality,
absolutely
strong safety.
You are correct
at a fair price that's not breaking the bank.
Yep.
That helps Minka get back to what he does best.
No doubt.
And I think the other thing too is if they don't sign Russell Wilson, and I at this point I don't think they will. I'm trying to get my hopes up, but if they don't sign Russell Wilson, that position to me is very important. It's more important than I thought it was, because if they're going to roll out Kenny Pickett. So,
you know, and that was Ryan Clark's point this week.
Yes.
When he was like, they're going to bring in some guy and they're going to have him do this thing. And it's going to be a fake. Basically what Ryan was saying was it's going to be a fake competition and it's not going to be real. And Kenny Pickett's going to win. And the Steelers are going to say, well, Kenny Pickett really is our best option, even though we brought this guy in. And if they do that, it'll be so on brand for the Steelers. And he was pissed. Did you see that shit? I was like, damn, dude, you sound like us. We should get you on the show. Well, not that he would do our show, but.
You never know.
He was
all
just
I gotta
like,
do is I got to send an invitation.
He was like, this would be Ryan's so on brand for the Steelers to do. And that's absolutely the wrong thing to do. And I would like to disagree with Ryan.
Which Ryan?
And Scarpino, because he's wrong too. But I don't. RC is correct. This is the kind of shit they do. And this is where their perception comes from, that the Steelers want to prove something by hanging on to draft picks for too long. They want to prove that they weren't wrong. That has nothing to do with anything. They have an investment in a player, and art is cheap. And so he's like, hey, we got all this money invested in this guy. We got to like try and make it work.
I think you got to talk a little more like this, man.
Yeah, well, I probably told Jerry Dulac to throw that information out there earlier today to say we're interested in Russell Wilson, just to light the fires under Kenny Pickett as he drinks White Claws at his vacation in Florida.
It was right about the
with
time,
Alex Highsmith.
Jerry was bringing me some coffee.
Fucking Alex Highsmith. I think Alex Highsmith was like, everybody on the defense was like, dude, Alex, you got to go down there. You got to go down there and hang out with him just to show that we're all together. Come on, Alex. Like, you just got paid. Alex, you just got paid. Go down there and hang out with him. Alex is like, man, I don't really want to hang out with him. He's like, come on, Alex. You got to do this. You got to do this. And he's like, okay, I'll go down there. You notice there was nobody on the offense down there hanging out with Kenny Pickett.
I must have missed it. Highsmith was down there with him.
Yeah, Highsmith was down there hanging out with him. None of the wide receivers were though.
Well, actually, that's not true. I saw Deontay in a dinghy about a mile down.
Deontay was floating away with a drill in his hand. He drilled holes.
Deontay was out there in a Zodiac. Sure, yeah, he's hanging out in the ocean.
Deontay drilled holes in the SS Pickett.
Hey, they must have hit an iceberg. I don't know.
Was Gentry there too? Did he have one life jacket?
Would you trust Gilligan or Pickett to steer the ship more?
there's another position that there's suddenly becoming some really intriguing guys available. That's inside linebacker, which we also know that we need. Another guy who's age, who's just amazing to me, is Devin White, is just 26. Another guy who's available is this Devin Bush guy. He looks pretty good.
Fuck him.
Right. And obviously
Devin White wants the big contract.
And he wants a huge contract. I don't
think that I blame him.
No, I don't either. I can't see him happening.
No.
How much is, you guys know this better than me, how much is Patrick Queen going to demand?
A ton. But he's not really freaking good.
He's not leaving the Rats.
No, I agree. They just paid Roquan Smith, though. I mean,
I agree, Ben. I think they're going to keep that.
Can they afford to keep both? I think they're going to figure out.
They just tagged Matabuke, too.
Did they?
I think they're going to try to keep him. But you're,
Patrick Queen's going to get a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he deserves it.
He's not good player. He's not Fred Warner good, but he's fucking good.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just, we say it every year that it's fascinating how they have this delicate dance between who they sign or what positions they sign in free agency versus what they want to go for in the draft. But I don't know, for some reason this year, it just seems a lot more intriguing to me. Maybe it's just because of all the big names that are suddenly free agents now. I don't know. And Vinny, I agree. We all wanted Devin White over Bush, but we also knew that was very unlikely because of how high he was going to be drafted. So,
wasn't he drafted fifth?
Yeah.
I mean, a linebacker drafted fifth overall.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The guy's been good, but was he that good?
You know, I think our current inside linebackers coach was drafted fifth overall.
Was he really?
Boy, he was.
He was not a good player given his draft position.
He was
drafted fourth overall, actually, if I recall.
Definitely top five.
He was really hyped up coming out.
And yeah. Didn't he have a real good combine that kind of shot him up the boards? And
Yeah.
But you know.
Hey, you know, some guys it just doesn't quite work out. And it is what it is. But hey, shout out to everybody in the chat tonight. Like Vinny, Burner, Aaron,
everybody.
You guys are crushing it. Like you guys have great comments in the chat tonight. This has been amazing.
We should just let them do the show.
We should have
fair.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Oh, here we
Mark.
Go. Yep.
When we do our draft spectacular, when we were on for like 3 hours during the draft,
yes,
we should just like bring people from the chat into the show for like 10 minutes each and be like, Burner, come on. You're on the show now. Give us your takes. Let's go.
I'll tell you what. I'll put together a green room.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Vinny, come on in. Aaron, you're next. Let's go. You know, like that would be.
You know, you guys do realize we're going to have a live correspondent at this year's draft. Don't you know that?
Oh. That?
Aaron's going to be at the draft.
Aaron's going to be at the draft?
Yes, he's going.
Neat.
Yeah. He will be our he'll be our Les Nessman. For those of you that are old enough to know that one. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, he said he'll be there.
Where? Yeah. Cleveland?
No, it's in Detroit, man. Straight up the road from him.
Why aren't you going?
Well, I could, but I got this damn podcast I need to do.
Wait, hang on. He lives in Michigan?
No. He lives in that state below Michigan, and he is very close to the border. He's like less than 2 hours away.
So he's driving 2 hours to go to the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the draft comes to Pittsburgh, I would definitely go.
How long did
the drive for you?
For it.
30 minutes?
Not even. No.
I was just going to say, you probably just take the tea.
Yeah, take the tea. It'd be great.
Ryan, can you take the tea from where you are?
No. The tea only runs in the South Hills.
That's right.
Ryan lives in the bad part of Pittsburgh.
Oh, Vinny's in Ohio, too? Holy shit.
I do not live in a bad part of Pittsburgh.
He lives in a bad, bad part.
First of all, there are no bad parts in Pittsburgh.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Second of all.
Should we just be happy that the Kenny Pickett photos on the boat weren't like the Minnesota Vikings on the boat a few years ago?
Yes. No, actually, you're right. We should be grateful about that.
Minnetonka Love Boat.
Yeah. Let's not take those photos and post those to social media, please. Yeah.
With Fred Smoot and Mawelde Moore.
good question from Burner, and I think this is very important. They are talking as if Holcomb is not going to be even remotely ready to go when the season rolls around. His injury is that bad.
Yeah, I have
he's
heard
do
that.
A lot of money. I mean, what happens then?
That's a great question.
He gets cut. Can they
do what they did with Keanu Neal and waive him with a failed?
I would think physical? That's got to be an option.
I don't know.
I don't know
what kind of options he has. What kind of guarantees he has?
Yeah, because he's got a like significant cap savings. I'm pretty sure if they cut him.
And then
I thought it was like six. It's $6 million they could save if they cut him.
Do you bring Kwon Alexander back?
Because he's going to come cheap. So you bring he's cheap.
He's cheap. I thought he was really good, but man, he's injury prone.
So yeah, they save. Yeah, $4.3 million if he is cut. Holcomb is cut. Yeah. I would plan as though Alexander is going to get hurt and miss time. And hopefully it isn't a deal where he misses, the rest of the season when he gets hurt like this year. But yeah, I 100% I bring him back because when he is healthy, God damn, he's good. But the thing is,
he was
the
really
dude
good.
Just can't stay healthy.
No, he plays very physical, very violent.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying other guys don't do that and remain healthy, but he just, man, does he fly around. So I think that's going to be very, very interesting to see what they do with that position. I think how close are we to saying the ship has sailed on Mark Robinson?
Aaron graduated high school in 2009.
Fucking Aaron, shut up. I just did some intel.
Fucking Christ.
I just did some intel on Vinny. And Vinny checks out. We got a Bobcat Nation. Stand up, man. He got a nice little LinkedIn profile. I'm ready to add you on LinkedIn.
Whoa. You're stalking the people in the chat?
Listen, there are some weirdos. There are some weirdos.
You're a weirdo.
No, I'm not. There are some weirdos out there. Not Vinny. Vinny, you're my new favorite person. I love this. This is great.
Vinny graduated high school in 2018.
Holy smokes, man.
Vinny,
are you shitting me?
Vinny's killing life right now.
Hey, Mark, when did you graduate high school?
1809. Well, back in my day.
1990, I was 4 years old.
Hell yeah, Vinny.
Tom remembers.
Yeah.
You didn't graduate in 1990, did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. 90. What you would have been what, 87?
Six.
86. Okay.
Hey, that was the year I was born.
Vinny.
Wait, Ben graduated high school the year I was born? That's hilarious.
Indeed.
Big Ben's
and
burger.
And I still look better now, which is the beauty of it.
Big Ben's burger hasn't been on the fucking act, but he comes in hot.
Look at George. You went, yeah.
George,
we crossed demographics.
Look at this.
77-year-old George. George, you're fantastic. I love you.
Vinny, just to preface, we get some weirdos on this. We get some randos and weirdos on this chat. So I just want to check out.
No, really?
My brother-in-law is probably out there watching somewhere right now.
Vinny is real. And Vinny, I just want to say this. The Ohio Bobcats men's basketball team has a legit chance of winning the MAC tournament. I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you, the MAC is wide open. Anyway, back to
what? Did Western Michigan even make the tournament?
Everybody makes a tournament of the MAC. It's charity. It's
think so. I thought the bottom two were like.
No, it's like Kenny Pickett getting to start next year's charity.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Don't care anymore.
They're so mean.
Actually,
he wonders why people call him hater.
Ryan, I have to correct you here, though. Only eight teams make the MAC tournament. The bottom four do not make it. So Mark is partially right.
Partially right.
Yeah.
No. Time out. Uh-oh. Wait. No.
How the fuck do you know all this random shit about college basketball?
He's researching.
That's not true. Okay, I'm a little buzzed, but only eight teams make it to
to Cleveland.
To the Gund Arena. It's not the
Gund Arena. Wasn't it called that when Jordan sailed over Mark Price?
Probably.
Perhaps Elo?
Just so you guys know,
I thought the first round, everybody made it, but the first round was on campus. So
they used to do that before COVID. Right. Since COVID, they changed it and only the top eight make it.
Fucking COVID. Well, the Ohio Bobcats. All right.
We got to get back to Steelers
anyway,
because I'm okay.
Steelers talk.
I love this question from Burner because the Steelers at the combine interviewed a lot of top end wide receiver talent, and it got a lot of Steeler Nation all up in arms, got their dander up, if you will. I think they have to be prepared. You got to do your due diligence, as Tomlin has always said. Do I think they would draft Rome Odunze? No, but that doesn't mean they won't. Stranger things. But
think back to 2 years ago.
Yeah,
2 years ago, right?
Yep.
That was that weird-ass draft year where, I mean, not only was it, like, coming out of COVID and all that shit, but you had, like, A.J. Brown got traded from the Eagles to the Titans for a first-round pick, and then the Titans took Treylon Burks, wide receiver from Arkansas.
Yep.
And then Marquise Brown got traded from, the Ravens to the Cardinals for a first-round pick.
Yep.
And the Ratbirds took, Rashawn Bateman from Minnesota.
Yep.
So, like, it's happened before, and we talked about this on the show last week about Deontay Johnson, that, like, does he want to be here? Does he want to stay? Do we trade him? Whatever. And so, like, given those prior deals for established quality wide receivers, if you could get a first-round pick for Deontay Johnson, like, there's been a trend in the league before of getting a, I'll say, mid to late first-round pick. I think all those picks were, like, 17 and later that those teams got. But if you get a first-round pick for Deontay Johnson, if some team's willing to do that, then you got to scout those guys too, because at that point, then George Pickens is your only, like, quality receiver you have on the roster, unless Arthur Smith can figure out the right way to use Calvin Austin. which honestly, they were using Calvin Austin well, and then Pickett threw that interception against Houston, and they got scared, were like, "Oh, we can't do that again. Shit, he threw an interception. We can't have that." So,
I think it's a great point about potentially, what, you know, AJ Brown and those other moves. I if somebody offered the Steelers a first for Deontay Johnson, I don't even blink.
You have to take it.
You have to take that. And again, as usual, this draft is pretty deep with receivers. Mm-hmm. The Pearsall kid out of Florida, he just looks like a Steeler. When you watch the way he plays and the way he blocks and catches the ball, I mean, he just does. So there's definitely guys there. I am fairly convinced they will take a receiver in the first three rounds. And I know that's not saying much because they usually do, but I feel that's where it is. Burner mentioned the Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs just won the Super Bowl with essentially not great receivers. And they definitely need to upgrade there. So, my God, can you imagine DJ with Mahomes? He'd catch 120 balls easy, wouldn't he?
Probably. He might drop.
Yeah. 15, well, he'd be targeted. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he'd probably drop. Honestly, he's gotten way better with the drops.
Yes, he has. Yes,
he'd probably drop five or six. But the thing he would do consistently is run backward.
Yeah.
Considering
who the Chiefs had this year, like, he would be an upgrade over all those guys.
Yeah. Yes. And he wouldn't run backwards because he'd have better coaching.
I'm curious about this new wide receiver coach. Did you guys watch him at all at the combine?
So it was Frisman Jackson's fault that he ran backward. Is that what we're saying?
No, nah, I'm not saying that.
I'm not seeing it either.
I am. I'm saying
DJ's always done that. He's being DJ.
You think that can be coached out of him, Scarps?
Yes. I think all of his flaws are coachable. I think he's our best route runner. I think he's
our most
consistent wide receiver. And I do think that his flaws are all coachable. He doesn't strike me like he struck Mitch Trubisky in the face at halftime at that Jets game. But he doesn't strike me He doesn't strike me. He doesn't strike me as big a problem as Pickens could be. But you're absolutely right. He go to Kansas City, he'd be immediately the best wide receiver. But I think he would have a different type of coaching from top to bottom.
See, I was right. My brother-in-law is listening. Yeah. What are you drinking tonight, bro? Matt Smith has a question. Hey, Scarps, what would make you the happiest this offseason?
Yeah, you fucking hater.
Yeah,
he said, I just want to see you happy.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate you. I'm actually very happy. I have a good life. I just want to see the Steelers be competitive again, honestly. I want to see them.
10-7 playoffs? That's not competitive?
No.
Looking forward to seeing the Jonas Brothers this summer?
I have a date circled on my calendar. I have a great life. I am happy. And in person and on the show, I'm honestly a little buzzed, but I'm a great time. My persona on X is not what I am in person, but I will say that my persona on X, it goes back to, I just want to see this team be decent again. I want them to not only be competitive in the regular season, but actually win a playoff game, not get blown out. Whether that's Russell Wilson or fucking Mason Rudolph, and I'll say this right here, look at me. Kenny Pickett being good is good for the Steelers. And if he's the guy that can do that, great. But I just don't think he is. I just want to see this team not be fucking like people laugh at this team now. I'm being real.
Because you're mean.
Huh?
So mean.
It is a therapy session.
He's so mean to this.
I'll be doling out the medication at the end of the show.
I'm serious. I'm serious though. Like this team is laughable at times. Okay. Whatever. I'm done.
I'm gonna cry now. I'm just kidding.
They did also meet with some tight ends too. I was mildly surprised.
You know, the whole Jackson Powers Johnson thing. Sorry, what the hell is his last name?
Jackson Powers Johnson.
They still can invite him in for a private visit, and that's absolutely one of the things that people are like, meh. They can still invite
him in. I think I made the big deal about the fact that they didn't meet him at the combine because I think Ryan might have pointed this out in our Slack chat is that, you know, last year, the very first four picks they made, they had all met with at the combine. And I would need to go back and look at the past several drafts to see just how many they have interviewed. But it seems to be a trend.
Matt has a good point.
Yes, I think that's very accurate, Matt. It's not easy moving on from a franchise quarterback.
No, it's not.
And I don't think it's just on the field either. I think there's a mental, emotional thing that goes with that too. I think we
keep talking about reclamation projects and grabbing these quarterbacks and let's make this guy and let's see what happens. How many reclamation projects can you think of in the last 10 years that actually worked? I can think of two. Geno Smith and Ryan Tannehill. And that's it. Can you guys think of any others?
Yeah, I guess, define what it is. I mean, is it
I mean,
getting
– because Geno
Smith got his team to the playoffs.
If there's a quarterback – that a team has given up on and they're going to send him off and then he becomes effective, respectable. He doesn't have to be great, just respectable someplace else.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Baker. Okay. But Baker, it's a little fluky because it's 1 year. Tannehill had a few years in Tennessee where he was pretty good. Okay. Right. And Geno is respectable and it's been successive years. And it's like, okay, this guy. All right. He's okay.
I would argue that the Stafford-Goff swap worked out pretty well for both teams.
I don't think Goff was ever that bad.
He was pretty bad as last year in LA.
He was competent.
Yeah.
At least. He fell off a lot, though.
That Super Bowl exposed him a little bit, I think.
He was never great. Okay, yeah. But the big stage, I get it.
Yeah.
It happens. He was never great, but he was never as bad as people made him out to be.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, got to a Super Bowl, big arm. I mean, I think
Stafford's always been good. He just played for a shitty organization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it seemed to work out. The swap worked out well for both teams. So, I mean, you could argue that both teams gave up on their guy, but the guy they
Stafford forced his way out, and they were like, okay, you know, well, we'll trade you. And so they traded him for a gaggle of picks plus a first round quarterback. Actually, the guy was the number one overall pick, wasn't he? Goff was the number one overall pick.
Yes.
So it was
yes.
Stafford. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They both were. Yeah. But Goff was basically regarded as not as good as Stafford. And so,
which is why Detroit got more of the haul.
They got picks.
Yeah.
And they got Goff because Stafford wanted out.
Ben, do you remember? I don't know if you followed baseball when you were a kid. Do you remember when Ozzie Smith got traded for Gary Templeton?
Yep.
That was something that I was thinking about because those guys were both all-stars at the time. And I remember people thinking, what in the hell? Why would you do that? And Ozzie Smith went on to have a pretty damn good career. And Templeton, he kind of fell off.
Yeah.
And when you look at those situations, a lot of times it doesn't so much have to do with the player as much as it has to do with the players around you.
Sure.
Ozzie Smith had a great team in St. Louis around him. And you look at what they built around Jared Goff.
Ozzie Smith to this day is revered in St. Louis.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, and just what I'm thinking about with quarterbacks is, you know, you bring Russell Wilson into Pittsburgh, you know, you get him a couple of nice running backs, add to that offensive line, keep a couple of talented receivers. I think there's something to be said for building around a guy. Rather than just try to put it all on one guy.
The tight end position is something we should discuss. And I'm not saying like tonight, but
go for it
on one of these shows, because the tight end in Arthur Smith's offense figures to a large degree.
We all think they're going to find a way to get Jonnu Smith in here, don't we?
I don't know. But what I'm really wondering is
he signed with the Dolphins earlier.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
How does Little Hayward fit now? I don't see a fit.
I don't either. And that's why
is he just going to play fullback? And there's no fullback in this offense. So are they going to keep him? Are they going to cut him?
See, this is where that issue of loyalty within the Steelers sometimes comes back to bite their asses. Because they can't let Cam Hayward's brother go. Cam Hayward's brother go while he's still there. Well, you know what? They're going to have to.
The fullback in Arthur Smith Arthur Smith's offense is the tight end.
Yes.
Which basically means Washington is going to figure prominently. He's going to play a lot of snaps.
Because if
he's not running routes, he's going to be blocking on the edge.
Yep.
On that wide zone. And that dude is going to play a lot. And as a result, Freiermuth is going to play a little bit less. People who are talking about Freiermuth getting the big contract this year, I don't know.
I don't either. I think it's a real toss-up if he gets an extension.
I don't know. Because I'm like,
played 12 games last year.
Because dude can't block. Yeah, he misses some games due to injury, but he can't block, and you got to be able to block in this offense. So anyway, to be continued, because that's a longer conversation. I think.
Oh, look who's joined us this evening.
Steelers freak.
Steelers freaks in the house.
Le freak's a chic.
Freaky deaky.
Welcome. You dog. You.
Yeah. I would also sort of add Alex Smith to that list of like reclamation projects. Some of that was injury related, that he came back, and then, but you know, he was always kind of like okay in San Francisco. Then he was okay in Kansas City, but he took the Chiefs to the playoffs a couple times. And
yeah,
you know, so, but right, yeah, it's you know, to Ben's point though, he's right. Ben is right. Not every franchise can be Green Bay and go from, you know, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and now Jordan Love looks like he's going to be pretty good, which shocks me because I did not like Jordan Love coming out of the draft. But I guess when you sit on the bench for 2 years and can kind of learn things, then that helps. Yeah.
No, I would not, Claude. Not at 20.
And not everyone can be Indianapolis that went from Peyton Manning, who then was injured and then got Andrew Luck. Like, more often than not, you wind up kind of like Buffalo after Jim Kelly or Miami after Dan Marino, and you just kind of are in quarterback purgatory for 20 years.
Oh,
you got Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck were both number one overall picks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Indy, like, got Luck because Manning hurt his
neck. Injured and right.
And the larger point I was making about reclamation projects, and I'll refer to all of them, you know, you take a quarterback off the trash heap, like, you know, any of these guys that are available, sorry. It's just that the vast majority of those don't work out. They just don't. And so when people want to say, well, this guy was this and that, and, you know, he didn't have the perfect surroundings and the perfect situation and the perfect this. Yeah, you know what? We've seen this movie before 1,000 times. And the vast majority of the time, and I mean the vast majority, like, like 95%, it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields, we're never going to see his ceiling. Because he's never going to realize it. That's never going to happen. And if he gets the proper coaching, isn't going to make a difference. The dude just isn't, it isn't going to happen. For example. So what you got to do is take a guy. Take a guy who is proven, like a Wilson, who was weird and I didn't want until I found out he had offsets in his contract and could come cheap. And then I was like, oh, well, that changes shit, doesn't it?
where does, if Wilson signs with the Steelers, where does he live while he's in Pittsburgh? Because I don't see Sierra coming to Pittsburgh to stay.
I think he lives at Ryan's house.
I'd be fine with that. Let's ride.
hey, Danger Russ, can you put the dogs out?
In the Danger Russ. The kid got a shitty diaper. Help me out, babe. Promiscuous, yeah, I mean, girl. That's not Sierra. I'm sorry. Oh, what the hell did Sierra say? Let me see your 1-2 step. There it is. There it is. I knew it. I get it. You know,
G-Man wants to know We don't interrupt Ben because he just talks over us.
That's true, G-Man. That is true.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the point of the show where
they do interrupt me, dude. You're just not noticing.
Gonna turn it over to a man coming from the grave. His name is Casey Kasem, and he does a weekly spot here on this particular podcast. If you haven't heard this before, you're about to hear something pretty damn special. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Casey Kasem.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the week that was March 7th, 1988. Our favorite correspondent, Ryan, is back again with us this week, and he writes, "Dear Casey, young man, there's no need to feel down. I said young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said young man, because you're in a new town, there's no need to be a Kenny." Casey, that's of course a parody of YMCA by the Village People, which went all the way up to number 2 on the Billboard charts in 1978. And the number 2 spot is also where Kenny Pickett will be soon on the Steelers depth chart. Speaking of YMCA, by 2026, Kenny Pickett will be the MVP of the Flag Football Championship at the Pittsburgh YMCA on the north side.
Wow.
Much like the Village People, Kenny is a better construction worker, biker, cowboy, or police officer than he is a quarterback. Unlike the Village People, Kenny is not, in fact, a macho man. Earlier today, it was reported that the Steelers were going to talk with Russell Wilson. And it immediately made me think of my favorite Russells. There's Leon Russell, Russell Stover, Bill Russell, and last but not least, Russell, my drug dealer, who has the best snooters you could imagine. Casey, Russell Wilson is snooters. More... I hate you all. Don't make me laugh. Casey, Russell Wilson is more awkward than getting a boner at during the seventh grade slow dance.
Holy shit.
But
this is where that thing comes on the TV screen.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I feel like Bill Hader on Saturday Night Live. Casey,
please continue.
Russell Wilson is more awkward than getting a boner during the seventh grade slow dance, but he still can play. Steelers Nation, let's ride. The picketologists were in shambles today, Casey. They say Russ is washed. I wouldn't call 26 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns washed, but hey, H2P. They say Denver paid him to go away. If only the Steelers did that to Matt Canada. They say, oh, Wilson will be the backup. They're so cute, aren't they, Casey? They say Kenny deserves another shot. Listen, this isn't the YMCA. Casey, you know how everyone calls a woman that's annoying and makes a scene Karens? Well, I'm going to start calling picketologists Kennys. It's so fitting. Karens and Kennys. Bitching about not getting enough ranch for their French fries. Bitching about the lack of samples at Costco. Bitching that they failed Kenny. Bitching that they deserves another shot. Casey, the picketologists get hysteria. Well, Ryan, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Up 6 spots to number 14 this week. Here's Def Leppard with the title track of their multi-platinum album. Here's Hysteria.
Jesus, that was a good one.
Ryan, I am crying. That was so good.
Holy shit. My stomach's going to hurt in the morning. Oh, that was a good one. Damn, dude.
You know, maybe what it is it hits too close to home, that seventh grade boner thing. Wow.
Do you even remember seventh grade?
Believe it or not.
I specifically called that out for a reason.
Okay. All right. Wow. Hey, thanks, everybody, for hanging with us for 90 minutes. This goes so fast. It is truly incredible how fast it goes, and you guys stick with us the whole damn show. You're wonderful human beings. I don't know how you do it. Make sure you check out the site, steelcityblitz.com. Check us out on all the socials, and of course, we'll see you here each and every week right here on this particular station. For these guys, I'm signing off on the SCB Steelers Podcast presented by Deck Roofing Incorporated of South Florida. And hey, go Steelers.
Ravens suck.
Boner.